Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
Now, back to Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOPM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Vinny Casale in attendance on the sideline.
First play here of quarter number two with Point Barrow on the move at the 15-yard line of Barnegat. They lead it 3-0 and they are threatening. Dunbar hands off to Vitale, breaks a tackle, 10. Down to the five, keeps driving his legs. He's finally going to be brought down by about half the Barnegat team, but not before he'll have a first down and goal. Jack Vitale.
You know, breaking tackles, Kevin, left and right. I mean, he was hit on the line of scrimmage, but just keeps his feet moving. Not a real big kid, but runs tough. He runs with his head down and his body low. Tough to get a good hit on him. And, of course, everybody key in Dunbar. Opens up that A-back for the Panthers, and they're in good shape with a first and goal inside the four-yard line.
Barnegat defense has played better in recent weeks, but right now they're getting beat up front. Dunbar will keep it himself, test the middle of that Bengal line. Won't get much. A little surge here, probably down to about the three, maybe the two. That's a long quarterback sneak, Ed.
Yeah, but that's, you know, don't take any chances down here. They got three chances. By the way, right around the corner, Kevin, Triton Regional and Southern. Triton has taken a 7-0 lead over Southern Regional.
Rams' first ever home playoff game.
That game in Manahawk.
Dunbar calls signals. Let's see if he tries the same play. He'll keep it, pitch it. He's got Trainer, and he's going to walk right into the end zone. Oh, boy, that one worked well. Fake the dive, Dunbar did, and pitched it to Dan Trainer, and he steps into the end zone for a Point Barrow touchdown.
Well, Kevin, that's just outstanding coaching. You know, the first time they really pull the pitch out on the goal line after Dunbar, who's carried it 7 or 8 or 9 times already, and Trainer, nobody near him, had a little low pitch from Dunbar, but easily handled it, walks into the end zone. Barrow looks like they're on their game tonight.
Blank looks to add the extra point. Good snap. Hold is down. Kick is up. And that one is good. 10:49 left in quarter number two. The visitors from Point Barrow up 10-0 on Barnegat. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on 105.7 The Hawk.
This is Barry Cottrell, General Manager at DCH Frio Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win, and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Frio Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow, and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFrioNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Frio Old Nissan.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Friday Night Football on the Shore Sports Network. WOPM AM 1160 and 1310. And classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Well, the Barrow takes advantage of the David Smith and fumble recovered by Jack Vitale. Vitale with a couple of big runs on what turns out to be just a 35-yard drive. That's all they needed. And then Dan Trainer goes the final two untouched. And Point Barrow with a 10-0 lead and looking very sharp, I might add, Ed.
Yeah, very well. Very well run. You know, I was just talking to Vinny Casale over here, of course, the Central Regional coach. They will play tomorrow in their state game interesting spectator because they will play Point Barrow on Turkey Day.
Yes, they will. Here's the kickoff. It will be Moran right up the middle at the 30, 35, 40. Breaks a couple of tackles and finally brought down at about the 42-yard line. Nice return by Pat Moran, the junior, for Barnegat. They'll have great field position looking to get the offense on track. They had one good drive that ended because of a couple of sacks. And now find themselves on the short end of a 10-0 score.
Yeah, they've proved they can move the ball. They just have to stop making mistakes. You know, the games that we have seen before from Barnegat, it's been mistakes that have cost them victories.
Moran and Salt wide left. McCoy back to pass. Bubble screen this time to Moran. Incomplete. Right on that one was Drew Kegris, number 77. Defensive lineman had that one read pretty well. So it'll be incomplete pass, second down and 10. And not a whole lot for the fans here in Barnegat to cheer for. Their Bengals will try and change that in a hurry. Second down and 10. This time the screen, it's going to be intercepted. How about that? A screen pass that was read all the way by Kevin O'Connor, the outside linebacker.
Coming back, Kevin. Another roughing the passer.
His fourth interception of the season, but as Ed said, it's going to be nullified by a roughing the passer penalty. This side on the other side. Boy, that's a tough way to have a great defensive play wiped out.
Yeah, they try to throw that little quick pass, little bubble again. McCoy again throwing it off his back foot, but lucks out with the penalty. That's the second roughing the passer penalty.
One on each team.
Yep.
So the ball will actually move inside Burrow territory at the 43-yard line, first down and 10 with 10:28 left, and I think Point Barrow coach Sean Henry is looking for an explanation from the official.
Well, he threw it right away as soon as he was hit. Wants maybe just to question it, you know, just put it in the referee's mind. You know, I was watching the play, because it was right in line with the interception, and it was a close call, but as I said, referee wasn't even looking at the interception, threw the penalty right away in the backfield.
McCoy hands off to Smith then, and he's going to be brought down right away. And that was, again, John Connell, the defensive end, who's got two sacks, and that one a tackle for a loss. Outstanding penetration by Connell. We'll give him a loss of, let's say, three, maybe four. Let's make it four. Now let's go three. I like three better. Second down and 13. McCoy from the shotgun. Rolls to his right. He's a left-handed quarterback. Throws the ball downfield. Intended for Moran. Pretty good coverage that time by Chris Falconetti. Moran comes into tonight as one of the top receivers in the short. 32 receptions, 536 yards and four touchdowns. McCoy was looking for his favorite target there, but it's incomplete, and it'll bring up a third down and 13.
Yeah, Moran could be their best all-around player. He does all the kicking duties. He plays on the defensive side in the secondary, and as you mentioned, Kevin, is their leading receiver. All-around good player.
And he's a junior, so he's back next year.
Yeah, he had a step on Falconetti that time, but the pass a little bit overthrown. Pretty good coverage.
They'll send two receivers wide right, Moran and Salt. Morris, the tight end, will split wide left. McCoy back to pass, throws. He's got a receiver. Oh, and Moran drops it. Boy, he was wide open in the flat, and it hit him in the bad spot, the hands.
Just as we praise him,
wow,
he lets us down.
I think he was already looking to turn upfield.
I think that's what happened, exactly. So they will have to punt it away here. They did change the field position, though. The penalty really changed the field position. So should be able to put Burrow back. Interesting, John Dunbar back in punt formation. Shows you how valuable he is.
Moran to punt at about his own 45. Gets it away. It's a nice high punt. Dunbar calls a fair catch, then backs away from it. And it's going to take a very favorable bounce for Barnegat. And as Ed said, at the very least, they changed the field position there because Point Burrow will start this drive inside their 10-yard line. The Panthers lead it 10-0 with 9:26 left in quarter number two.
Now that's a bad mistake by Dunbar there, Kevin. You've got to catch those punts. You know, he had room there to come up, but he only had to come up about five or so yards to make that catch. There were a lot of black shirts around him, but you got to have confidence to make that catch. Would have saved you, from being inside your own 10-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to probably put it down around the 7. And Barnegat really could use a 3-and-out here. Dunbar, call signals. Hands up to the A-back, Vital, who will fight his way for a yard, maybe two. Actually, correction, that was Trainer.
That was Trainer on the counter, Kev.
Dan Trainer, who scored the Point Burrow touchdown. He'll get a couple. So we'll call it second down and a long 7. Really a key defensive series here for the Barnegat defense, which has spent a lot of time on the field.
That's the other key play to this slot option attack, the counter coming back the other way when everybody goes left.
Trainer in motion, Dunbar rolls. He'll pitch the Trainer. He goes around the right side, and he'll get a decent gain before being brought down, pick up about 4 or 5.
Yeah, that was the touchdown play right there. The option right, fake to Vital up the middle. Pitch to Trainer coming around the right side. Makes the third down here a lot more doable. 3rd and 2, Kevin.
Yep, they got it sitting right at the 15. They kind of got to get just over the 17. A big third down call here for Dunbar and the Panthers. Dunbar rolls to his left. He's going to keep it. He's going to get the first down and more down the sideline before he's finally brought down by Jordan Saul. John Dunbar with that excellent speed. It was his all the way and just rolled around the left sideline towards his bench.
Yeah, Dunbar, Kevin, I'll ask you what you think, but he's quicker than I thought he was.
Yeah.
And he's got very long strides. He sort of gallops, for a quarterback, shows outstanding speed. Again, the Bengals letting him get outside on that left side.
He got 16 yards to the 31-yard line, first down and 10 for the Panthers. Tight formation for the Burrow. Olafon in motion. Here's the handoff on the inside scissors, sort of, by a Trainer as he comes back again on that same play. And he gets about 3 or 4. Second down and about 7 with 7.5 minutes left in the opening half. Point Burrow leading at 10-0 here at the home of the Bengals.
See, that counter is set up, Kevin, to keep you honest on the backside so that you don't overload when Dunbar runs that option the opposite way.
Pitch this time to Trainer. He's going to be brought down right away in a superb defensive play by Mark Magoon, the sophomore outside linebacker who read that all away. Kyle McGarry, the wide receiver, was trying to come back on a block, but Magoon just blew right through him.
Yeah, that's a play you don't see too often with the flex bone, the quick pitch, the spiral pitch to the motion guy, and Barnegat all over as they read it pretty well.
Yeah, gain of, actually a loss of 1.
It's another passing situation here, but I just don't think they want to risk anything here.
3rd and 7. For Dunbar. Trainer in motion. Dunbar is back to pass. He's got pressure, rolls to his left. He throws the ball deep downfield. He's got a man open who's got to come back for it, and it's incomplete. It was Kyle McGarry who had about 5 yards on the Barnegat secondary, but had to come way back as that pass was underthrown as Dunbar was under a lot of heat.
Yeah, he couldn't reach him.
No, could not. So Barnegat does hold.
As you said, Kev, McGarry who, by the way, was recruited off the basketball court, you know, had four or five steps, as you said, but
yeah.
Dunbar couldn't reach him. He was running for his life back there.